Well, the news yesterday that Justice Hooney is likely to withdraw from the Olympics after aggravating injuries to both his hands in the opening round against Paul Gallen last week. So he needs surgery. And joining us now to talk more about this is his promoter, Dean Lonigan. Morning, Dean. How are you?
Very well, gentlemen. Obviously a bit disappointed with the outcome of Justice not going to the Olympics.
So this is confirmed. He is not going to Tokyo.
Well, the answer is that's 100% the case at the moment. The initial doctor's report we've got off the back of some MRI scans and x-rays is that he's got this condition, I think it's called boxer's knuckle. It can take anywhere from 3 to 5 months to come right. And so right now he's out of the Olympics. I think the AIS has asked that we get a second and third opinion, which I have no problem with. But it is, the pain's immense because Justice can't even make a fist at the moment. When you're a boxer, that's a bit of an issue.
Yeah, always a pleasure to talk to you, Dino. Was this something that he'd been carrying for a while, mate, or did it just happen in the Gallen fight?
No, he'd had both injuries going back probably 3 to 4 weeks, maybe even 5 weeks before the Gallen fight. He picked it up. We were sparring a guy out of New Zealand called Samisi Kalu, and Justice, in one of his sparring sessions, beat him up so bad, he said, look, I can continue to help you out with your sparring, but I can't take any more headshots. So what happened was we were only going to Samisi's body. We got a second sparring partner in. But when you know your head's not going to be attacked in sparring sessions, you drop your elbows down to cover up your body. And Justice was throwing to his body only. Unfortunately, he landed his knuckle on one of the elbows of Samisi. And as a result, we copped this injury. Now, we went into the Christian Zoy fight with both these injuries. I was certainly aware of the thumb injury, which is ligament damage, which we were going to get fixed after the Olympics. I wasn't aware of the injury to the knuckle, and I only became fully aware of what that injury meant sort of once we'd had the yesterday was exactly when I found out. So, you know, it's testament to how tough Justice is. He just thought that he could, you know, with impunity go through and pay no attention to the injuries and just keep on. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And as a result, he won't be going to the Olympics at the moment. And mate, who knows? Look, at the end of the day, from a professional boxing point of view, it's not a big deal. I've had a number of boxers have big hand injuries and we get them fixed and they move on because the hands are the tools of the trade. They're the things at the cutting edge of what they do. So you get injuries. And but unfortunately, it's coming at a time for one of the biggest events, in, if not the biggest sporting event in the world, and something Justice has been training for since year 7. So I think the young fellow is absolutely shattered, as is his whole family, because this wasn't just a Justice Hooney exercise. It was a whole Hooney family exercise to get him to the Olympics. They've all been committed to this for a very, very long time. So it's gutting for the family.
Yeah, it would be gutting. But in the overall scheme of things, if you want to become an Olympic champion or a world boxing heavyweight champion, that's the goal, obviously. So while it's disappointing, he still knows that, you know, he can learn and start to build. And is he looking to go to the next Olympics in Paris, Dean, or is he thinking about turning professional?
Lawrence Arthur, that is a great question. So right now, they changed the rules about, I think, in the last Olympics or the Olympics before, that boxers, professional boxers, could go to the Olympics. Now, I think every country has a different ruling. So Justice turned professional, I think, November last year, and on debut won the national title, which has never been done in 120 years, because he's big on making history. And Australia allows boxers to have up to 10 professional fights before they stop going to the Olympics. But I think there might be provision for exemptions to be made, perhaps, because Justice is a rare and special talent, and he's been incredible on the amateur stage. And perhaps Paris could be an option. It was certainly mooted by one or two boxing identities in boxing Australia. And I think, I've got to be honest, I think Paris would be a better Olympics to go to. I think, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the home of the modern Olympics, number one. And number two, Paris is a city full of people, as opposed to Tokyo, when you're not allowed to have spectators, I think it would be quite an attractive option. So if Justice wants to go and fulfil his ambitions, I would certainly be supportive of that if Paris Olympics were an option in the next Olympiad.
Dean, hindsight is wonderful, but was 2 fights in 3 weeks so close to the Olympics a mistake?
I don't think so. And the reason is simple, is we didn't do the injuries in the fights themselves. He did the injuries in sparring. Now, the reason why Justice turned professional is he could not, get fights as an amateur, especially after COVID. There were no major tournaments on. So Justice, if he hadn't have been a professional, he would have gone into the Olympics with no preparation, or at least no, he would have had no fights. Now, if you look at someone as decorated as Tyson Fury, he says, if you want to be a good fighter, you must fight on a regular basis. And what kills fighters or doesn't allow fighters to achieve their potential is not to fight. And if you have a look at rugby league, rugby union, what have you, if you can train all you want, but you've got to play the game to get better to find out what you like in the heat of battle. And it takes a long time to get your match fitness up. So the decision to turn pro was to get fights, was to get a match fit, ready to go to the Olympics. We were 100% on track. And as I said, injuries happened. This particular injury happened in sparring and practice. And if we had tried to go to the Olympics with no preparation under our belts in terms of the five fights that he's had, he would have been, in my opinion, very poorly performed, and certainly in their opinion, poorly performed, and they needed the fights to go. So it's just one of those things that in sport, nothing's perfect, and that's what makes it so intriguing and so interesting that you just don't know what's going to come out of the blue.
All right then, Dean, what's next for Justice Hooney then? Is it a Paul Gallen rematch, or is it let's go overseas and find some big-name heavyweights?
I think for the time being, Paul's got an option his way in the contract. So he's got a little while to exercise that option, basically in the same terms and conditions that we had for the last fight. So Paul may choose to do that. And if he doesn't, we've got our eye on a kid called Junior Farr, who comes out of New Zealand. Junior Farr's 19-1. He's only lost one fight. He was ranked, before his last fight, he's ranked number 6 in the world. He's a 6'7" heavyweight. He lost only to Joseph Parker, who's a former WBO world champion. So it's fair to say we've got our eyes on bigger things going forward when it comes to the pro ranks, but certainly gutted about what's going on in the amateurs. So from my point of view as a professional promoter, the honest truth is this only puts us back 1 month from a professional point of view, because if Justice had gone to the Olympics, we wouldn't have fought until end of October, November anyway. So he's going to be ready to go for the end of November. So from my point of view, you shrug your shoulders and move on, but just gutted for the long-term aspirations. When you put 15 years from the age of 7 up to today, 15 years into something, you want to achieve it. So if Justice wants to go to the Paris Olympics, I'd be massively supportive, and I hope he does, and I hope we can make that happen for him.
Mate, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.